The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of Clear Channel Radio, nor should they be regarded as legal or investment advice. Seek qualified counsel before acting on any views expressed in this show.
This is Investor IQ with Glenn Wessel, where you hear straight talk about financial topics that impact you. Got a tax, financial, or investment question? As a CPA and holder of the Certified Financial Planner and Chartered Financial Analyst credentials, Glenn Wessel's the guy to ask. Now, here's Glenn.
And a very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us this Saturday morning on this week's edition of Investor IQ. My name is Glenn Wessel, host of Investor IQ. I'm joined this morning once again by Rob Simon, who's an analyst with our firm, as well as Alice, who runs our office. Good morning, Alice.
Good morning.
And, of course, Agnes is here once again this
week. Good morning.
Good morning, Agnes. How are you today?
Doing well.
I'm sure glad you run that board over there because... Well, you don't know me very well yet, but I'm not really technologically adept. I just learned how to text last week.
Nice.
As a fact.
And, well, I'll keep it rolling.
I had kind of a mishap. I tried to say a little something saucy to Alice over there, and I did not realize that apparently, I don't know how this works, but it went out to everyone in my address book. So about 10 minutes later, I started getting responses from my brother, from friends down in Florida, and I think, Rob, you got it as well, right?
So,
luckily, it wasn't too bad.
So that's nice. It for me, texting, and no more technology. For regular listeners, you might know that Alice takes care of the mailbag. She keeps track of people who write questions and call in with questions for us to address on the show, and... In general, she represents the confused. So, Alice, what do you have in the mailbag this week?
Okay, well, the first email we got, a listener wants to know about this. I want to set aside a chunk of money in a safe investment. I can get a yield of around 0.8% if I buy a two-year treasury note, about 2.25% on a five-year note, or about 3.4% on a 10-year note. It seems obvious to me to choose a longer-term note since yields are so much higher. What would you do?
Well, first of all, the term safe is confusing to pretty much anyone who would work in the investment industry. Fair to say, Rob?
Yeah.
Safe in terms of principal safety is what we typically find that people are referring to when they mention the word safe. But there are all kinds of other risks that could come into play that a person might not be thinking about. And I am afraid that that would be the case with respect to this question. The issue of safety... in terms of principle, would be juxtaposed with the concept of safety in terms of inflation protection. So this lady or guy, I don't know who it is who wrote in, but this person, in any event, is apparently considering principal safety in terms of making this investment, which means that he or she would be opening himself up probably substantially to inflation risk. So there are no investments that are completely safe in all respects. That's the first thing I'd like to say here. The basis of this question, though, really leads me to a concept of something called duration. And duration is something that if you're going to invest in bonds, you really need to understand before you make that investment. So let's take just a moment and discuss the concept of duration. Novice investors would typically perceive risk in nebulous terms, which again is the possibility of losing money, whereas professional investors would tend to evaluate risk in terms of specific risk elements. One element might be default risk, which I alluded to. So Rob, why don't you just briefly explain what default risk is?
Sure, that's the risk that the issuer won't repay the bonds.
That's right. You just don't get your money back. Another element of risk would be call risk, at least in terms of investing in bonds. So what's call risk?
That's the risk that the issuer would call the bonds back to them before maturity. So if interest rates are rising, they would tend to call the bonds.
I think if they were falling,
right,
they would refinance, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
Well, today must be opposite day. Okay, so another risk element would be reinvestment rate risk, right?
Yes.
What's that?
That's the risk that when you're getting your coupon and getting the bond repaid, that you won't be able to reinvest it at the interest rates that you were getting on the bond that is being repaid.
Right. So if you have a treasury note that's paying 4% and you're banking on reinvesting that income at 4% and interest rates go down to zero, and you have a bond that's lasting for a long period of time, you're going to be reinvesting all those coupons at nothing,
right,
which could materially impact your overall rate of return.
Mm-hmm.
So that's reinvestment rate risk. So that leaves us with another major risk, which is interest rate risk, which is a huge risk that people routinely seem to ignore. So let's look closely at what that is. Let me just give you a couple of facts of bond investing. Fact number one, rising interest rates will almost universally cause bond prices to tend to fall. There's an inverse relationship between the general level of interest rates and the prices of bonds. So if interest rates rise, you can fairly well expect your bonds and your bond mutual funds to decline in terms of their market value. Another overarching concept with respect to investing in bonds is that the longer the maturity of the instrument that you're investing in, the more sensitive that instrument's price will be to changes in interest rates. So a long-term bond will fluctuate in market value much more precipitously than will a short-term bond. Fair enough, Rob?
Yep.
Okay. So there's a lesson there. We had a client that came to us about a year ago, and he was frightful about the markets, and he put his money into, I think it was intermediate-term treasury securities, and he was wondering why the value was going down because their AAA rate, and he didn't understand that. So basically, he was invested in a AAA security thinking that he was insulated from all bad things, and he just did not understand that interest rate risk can substantially decline or cause the value of those bonds to depreciate. So no matter how high the credit quality of the instrument that you're looking at, there will be interest rate risk to the extent that it matures sometime out in the future. So the implication is that when interest rates are expected to fall, what kind of bonds would you typically pursue, Rob?
Long-term.
That's right. And when interest rates are expected to rise, you would do?
Short-term.
The opposite, of course. So that pretty well brings us to the end of this segment. But before we take a break, I'd like to make note of the fact that we, as a fee-only registered investment advisor, have a space for an additional advisor. So if there's someone out there who's maybe working at a wirehouse, who has a book of business, anyone who is interested in making the transition to the fee-only objective side of the business, give us a call and talk to us. We'd be glad to hear from you. My name is Glenn Wessel. I'm with Rob Simon and Alice Wessel. This is Investor IQ on WWNC. We'll be back in a moment.